I would greet this day with love in my heart, love in my heart. I would greet this day with love in my heart, love in my heart.
God is love. This is the most outstanding characteristic of our Creator. He is a God of love. When man went astray, God believed that he could bring him back. He knew that a challenge of love would reach him. Jesus was the introducer of love to the world. It was an introduction of a new kind of love. Jesus so loved the world that he poured out his life for us. Love is the universal appeal to mankind. Love is an appeal to his heart. John chapter 15, even as the Father hath loved me, I also love you. Abide, remain, continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have told you these things that my joy might remain in you, that your joy might be full.
I would greet this day with love in my heart, love in my heart. I would greet this day with love in my heart, love in my heart. I would greet this day with love in my heart, love in my heart.
Continue to say, this is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. We are to love as he loved. We are to look upon people through the eyes of love. Beloved brothers and sisters, we must identify ourselves as a new creation, utterly one with Christ. We must understand that the new creation is one with love.
I would greet this day with love in my heart, love in my heart. I would greet this day with love in my heart, love in my heart. I would greet.
Partakers of his divine nature, which is love. Beloved, I pray that God would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might and power through his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, to the end that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be strong to apprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ which passeth all knowledge.
I will greet this day with love in my heart, love in my heart.
I will greet this day with love in my heart. And yes, I will love myself. For when I do, I will zealously inspect all things that enter my body, my mind, my soul, and my heart. Never will I overindulge the request of my flesh. Rather, I will cherish my body with cleanliness and moderation. Never will I allow my mind to become attracted to evil and despair, but rather I will uplift it with the knowledge and wisdom of the ages. Never will I allow my soul to become complacent and satisfied. Rather, I will feed it with meditation and prayer. Throughout my life today and every day. All things work together for good for me today. This is a new and wonderful day for me. I am divinely guided all day long, and whatever I do will prosper, for I have the ability and power of that perfect love that casteth out all fear. Divine love surrounds me, enfolds me, and enwraps me, and I go forth in peace. Whenever my attention wanders away from that which is good and constructive, I will immediately bring it back to the contemplation of that which is lovely and of good report.
I will breathe this day with love in my heart, love in my heart. I will breathe this day with love in my heart, love in my heart. I will breathe this day with love in my heart, love in my heart. I will breathe this day with love in my heart, love in my heart.
Oh, beloved, be grateful for your home and your loved ones, your relatives, your work and your business. Beloved, pray with me now. I bless and pray for every member of my family. I give thanks and I am grateful. I praise and exalt God in my spouse and my children. I radiate love toward them now. I bless my business. I bless my co-workers, my customers, and all people. I express words of love, for my words heal, quicken, vitalize, prosper, and satisfy me and all those whom I come in contact with. I know that love exists within me this very moment. I believe in my heart that I can give and receive love and experience perpetual joy, harmony, and peace. I enthrone the concept of love, joy, peace, and harmony in my mind now. I know and believe that thoughts are seeds that will grow and manifest themselves in my experience. I am the gardener. As I sow, so shall I reap. I sow lovely thoughts. These wonderful seeds are peace, success, harmony, and goodwill. It is a wonderful harvest. God's infinite love and wisdom governs and guides me in all my ways. I meditate on whatsoever things are true, honest, just, lovely, and of good report. Henceforth, I will love all mankind. From this moment on, all hate is let from my veins. For I have not time to hate, only time to love. Yes, my beloved, with love I will increase my harvest 100-fold and give wonderful service to mankind. I will greet this day with love, and I will succeed.